This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 258 for Monday, February 6th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market was higher on Monday, with prices supported by rising crude oil prices and a weaker Canadian dollar. Chicago soy oil made a slight gain, while European rapeseed was higher. The Malaysian palm oil market was closed due to a national holiday. Oil flows from the Ceyhan export terminal in Turkey were halted due to a major earthquake in the country, causing crude oil prices to advance. The Canadian dollar lost 3/10 of U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Statistics Canada will release its stocks report for principal field crops on Tuesday morning. The March canola contract was up $1.90 per ton at $833.50. In the U.S., corn struggled to find direction, while soybeans were lower and wheat was mixed. Traders are awaiting the United States Department of Agriculture's monthly World Agricultural Supply-Demand Estimates to be released on Wednesday. The trade is expecting the USDA to increase U.S. corn carryout by 24 million bushels to 1.266 billion. The trade is also expecting the Argentine corn crop to be cut by 3.5 million tons to 48.5 million, while Brazil's corn production is expected to increase by 300,000 tons to 125.18 million. Brazil's Safrinha corn crop is now 12% planted, up from 5% last week. The USDA also showed that 480,200 tons of corn were shipped during the week ended February 2nd, down nearly 63,000 from the previous week and 55% less than the same week last year. The March corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.79. Meanwhile, the USDA also reported that 1.83 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the week ended February 2nd, down 100,000 tons from the previous week, but up nearly 600,000 tons from the same week last year. The trade is estimating U.S. soybean carryout to increase by 1 million bushels to 211 million. The USDA is expected to cut Argentina's soybean crop by 3.16 million tons to 42.34 million, while Brazil's production is anticipated to mostly stay put at 153 million tons. The March soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.21. U.S. wheat carryout estimates for Wednesday's USDA report anticipate a rise of up to 9 million bushels to 576 million. Weekly egg inspections data showed that more than 536,300 tons were shipped during the week ended February 2nd, up from 446,000 1 week earlier and 102,000 tons more than the same week last year. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.50. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.76. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.16. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, February 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.